Okay, now today's daf is daf Yud Tes, but we are still holding on daf Yud Ches. We're holding on the base. And we were by the, we had just finished discussing the Sefer Rebbe here. By Kremes, Seer, Murias. So the Shiloh that we were trying to prove was whether Yediyah, the two approaches, whether Rebbe meant essentially that Yediyah Sofik is Mechalik even for Chatas Vadai, or whether he was just comparing the same way that Yediyah Vadai is Mechalik Lagabe Korban Chatas Gavua, so Yediyah Sofik is Mechalik Lagabe Yashem Tovah. So we had that Machlokas yesterday. And we went between Rav and Abai, we went back and forth to try to figure out Raya's. And we'll see today that we have a whole other shitas between the Amoraim that are also the same machlokas, this time between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but we haven't finished our sugi yet. Let's continue on now. We're holding by Esvei Rav, which is about one-third of the way up from the bottom. Esvei Rav.
Two important things
on the table. Ochal hayom. Ochal lamachar. Nehne hayom. Nehne lamachar. Ochal hayom. Nehne lamachar. Nehne hayom. Ochal lamachar. אפילו מכאן ועד שלוש שנים מניין שהם מצטרפים זה עם זה תלמוד לומר עם עוד מה ריבה. So if someone is nana from the Hekdash a half a pruta. You had me very worried yesterday. You okay? You finally shot yourself in the
what?
You finally shot yourself in the hand, huh?
See the other guy. Yeah.
You went there in the morning. I don't want to bother you. When you show up tomorrow, I figured, uh-oh. But I called you.
Really?
I called your cell phone. There was no answer.
Oh, really?
And I called the other phone, and it was a double click. I figured, okay, you know, at least somebody's there. So. So now that we have a slightly larger group over here, let's just again refresh. Yeah, refresh ourselves and remember that we're discussing whether a yediyah of the Sofik is mechalik even lagabe achatas vadai. For those of you who weren't here yesterday, which was a very significant talk, we were bringing a raya from a very actually you don't even know what I'm talking about. The focus of the year is remember that the Mishnah said that the shame that Yediyah's Vadai, if you find out you were chotei, that makes the next time you're chotei into a separate chiyuv. So two chiyuv chatos. Same thing would be true about a Yediyah's Sofik. If you found out you were chotei b'Sofik, you bring another Hashem Tovah. Now what we had was machlokas as to what that means. Does that mean a Yediyah's Sofik makes you bring a korban chatos Vadai? So in other words, you would find out in Sadat Sofik that you were chotei, and that would have been mechayev you a separate Hashem Tovah. So now when you find out Vadai that you were chotei, you'd have to bring separate chatos, even though you never had a Yediyah's Vadai in between. That was a machlokas how far Rebbe meant to extend that sheet of Yediyah's Sofik. And yesterday what we did was we had this interesting chav that if we can show you that if Yom Kippur comes in the middle of the Maisa that you're doing, right? Or between two separate Maisa. Yom Kippur, after all, is Mechaper, the same way Hashem Tovah is Mechaper. So if you have a suffix of a Chayit, you're not Chayav, and Hashem Tovah is Mechaper Yom Kippur. So if you hold that the Yediyah suffix would be Mechalik, then by definition, Yom Kippur would also be Mechalik. Fine. Putting that aside for a moment, that was yesterday, so yeah, we were getting back to the same problem over here. And this is what Rava wants to ask now against the Bible. The case over here is that somebody was Nena from Hekdash. To be Nena from Hekdash, the Chiyav is not a Din and Achila, And therefore, it has nothing to do with the miraculous for us. There's no time limit on how long you can be mitzarev, half of your hanah, and what defines it here, shomer pruta. There's no time limit between the first chatzi pruta, the second chatzi pruta. It would all be mitzarev together. So here, basically, what we just learned from the pasuk is that it says if you eat today, and then you eat another day, or each time a half a pruta's worth, or you nene today, and you nene tomorrow, or you nene today and eat tomorrow, or vice versa. Even if it's 3 years later, it doesn't matter, it's all mitzvah, and that the Torah tells us, timo amal, no matter how it is, if you get to do the meal. The problem is, over here, that asks Rav Amar, ha-kipra le-yom ha-kipurim. How about the fact that Yom HaKippurim was chal in between the 3 years? And if you tell me that Yediyah is suffic, or mechalek, and make you bring another carbon, so then Yom HaKippurim should be mechalek also. And how can you be mitzarif, as we've seen many times, whenever you have something that's mechalek in between, you can't be mitzarif from the beginning to the second. In other words, if you have achila, you wouldn't be able to be mitzarif one of the achilas to the other, or half achila to the other achila. Says the Gemara, what kind of question is that? I mean, the guy didn't finish the chet yet for Yom Kippur to be mechap. What means going to be mechap? I said mechap on a non-chet. So, I mean, there's two issues over here. We're talking about the chet, or we're talking about money. Yom Kippur is mechap on iser. Yom Kippur is not mechap on mamon. Over here, there's the totsah, if you get the mamon, so then you have the chet. Or he buys him at the chlal, it's not mechaper, if you only have a chatzi shir. Ki mechaper yom kippurim, akule shiura, hapag at the shiur lo mechaper. Well, you ever heard of going to the mikvah on half of a tuna? You touch half of the shiur, go to the mikvah, touch the other half of the shiur. That was the case that we had before about achila. The mikvah doesn't change anything in between, and that's the yom kippurim mikvah, right? If they miyatem mitari, mi mitari eschem. You have the chait, so it's mitzayir the chait. You don't have the chait, then obviously. Continue doing the chait afterwards, it's mitzayir. So it's all kuli shiur, al pauge, the shiur al omachapur. There's no such thing as a kapur on half of the shiur of the yisra. Now, we have the same achlokas that we had yesterday between Rava and Abaye about whether a chatsi yediyah, I mean, I'm sorry, yediyah suffic is mechalik. Legabe a korban chatas vada, and there's two pulot in the chila. First of all, if something is mechalek, you cannot be mitzarek the first half or the second half. And then, of course, the main point of mechalek is will be mechayv the separate korbanos, assuming that you do it on the full shir each time. So now the question is: does yediyah suffik, which would be mechayv a separate hashem talui? After you find out that you did it bevadai, would you then have to bring a vadai chatas on each one of the maisim that would have been mechayev you a chatas of an ashram talui, even though you never found out vadai that you did it, and you might have thought that you need to have a yediyah, hu yada. So this is also a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. V'chein Omar Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish also claimed, Kan Shana Rebbe Yediyah Sufik Mechalkas Achatos. In what Rebbe said yesterday, which is essentially our Mishnah, that in the same way that a Chatas is Mechulak with its Vada Yediyah, so too is Rasham Toloi Mechulak with its Sufik Yediyah. So he is saying that basically a Sufik Yediyah is Mechalik with Gabi Achatos also. You must admit that the language sure doesn't sound like that. It should have said it the other way around. I mean, if we're trying to learn what happens from an ashram toloi, that it should apply to a korban chatas, you shouldn't have started with giving the korban chatas. We can also know the ashram toloi. That's true. And the Gemara is going to ask this later, that certainly the language doesn't read like that. But let's ignore that for a moment. So Reish Lakish is timing, as Rava said yesterday, look, basically what Rebbe is telling us, as Rebbe Zera said it yesterday, basically what Rebbe is telling us is that Yediyah Sufik is Mechalik. Rebbe Yochanan Omar, that's not what Rebbe is saying. Ein Yediyah Sufik Mechalkot L'chataot Ela Hachi Katani. What Rebbe is saying is very simple, very straightforward. He's saying, Kishem, שאם הייתה לו ידיעת ודאי, היה מביא על כל אחד ואחד, in the same way that if you found out that you were ודאי חוטא,
you would have to bring
a separate chatas on each one of the chataim. So too, kach imaitalo yediat safek, he has to be mevi an Hashem toloi.
Why do you think that Rebbe is saying that the yediat safek is also going to be mechayev you?
The chatas vada. If afterwards you find out to be that it's mechalek. So same too, kach imaitalo yediat safek, mevi Hashem toloi alachat al kolachat veachat. But never did Rebbe insinuate that a yediyah mitzad ha-safek would end up being mechalek v'chatoz v'adai. So now Bishlam, Rebbe Yochanan, says the Gemara, according to Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe's language makes sense, because, I mean, Rebbe was basically saying, ha'inu dekatoli lo'asham b'chatas. I mean, what was Rebbe's lashon? In the same way that a chatas is mechuleket from its yediyah, so too is an Hashem Toli Mechalekes Yediyah. Fine, okay. That's very good. But according to Rish Lakish is saying that what Rebbe is trying to tell me, according to Rebbe Zera, what Rebbe is trying to tell me is the same way that an Hashem Toli is Mechalek in terms of an Hashem Toli, so too is that Yediyah Safek Mechalek in the Chatas that comes out of the Chet that you were Mesupik on if and when you find out about it. So then what should Rebbe have said? He should have started from the Hashem Toloi and moved to the Chatas, not start from the Chatas and move to the Hashem Toloi. So then he asked the Gemara, El Reish Lakish, Chatas Barshami Boile. He should have been tole the din of the Chatas on the din of the Hashem Toloi and not vice versa. You're right. Gosh, that's a problem. I can't explain to you 100% of the Lashon of Rebbe, but this is basically what Rebbe is saying. Now the shaila is like this: Rami de Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yochanan, the Rami de Reish Lakish and de Reish Lakish. What we seem to have is a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan's shita between here and elsewhere, and in Reish Lakish's shita between here and elsewhere. Now the question that the Gemara is about to ask, again, the Gemara always operates on these various levels. What it actually does is opens up the sugya of Yediyah Safek into a completely new area. And that is an area that we have not as yet touched in Kritut. You notice how the Gemara has done this gradually. It's been expanding. It took the simple concept of Chalukah and then moved on with it. One area that we didn't touch was a different type of Yediyah. There's only one carbon that has a different type of Yediyah, and that is Tumat Mikdash Ukedoshav. Since the Torah says v'ne'elam twice, so we darshan that this particular chet, you had to have known about the elements first and forgotten, and otherwise you're not chayav. So let's say somebody is coming, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, and afterwards he finds out that he was tameh, he's not chayav. It's only if he knew he was tameh, and then he forgot that he was tameh, and then he goes to the Beit HaMikdash, then he's chayav. So here we have a new concept of yediyah, right? Because you need a yediyah betchila, as the Gemara puts it in Shavuos, yediyah betchila, yediyah besof. We've only been talking about yediyah besof in terms of chalukah, and yediyah besof in terms of whether sofek yediyah is considered to be a yediyah. Right?
Also, Yediyah Benetayim.
That's the same. That's what we're talking about. Which Yediyah Benetayim? Yediyah Safek or Yediyah Zvavek? So now the question is, we're going to be asking, and you can see already the way in which we'll be able to answer this question, because even if we find a stira between the shitos, it may well be that what qualifies as a yediyah in terms of yediyah betfila is not the same thing that qualifies as a yediyah in terms of the yediyah that's machalik, legabi, knowing after that you did the chet. But at this point, the Gemara assumes that the standards are the same for the purposes of this question. And mamela, if we get into a fascinating shaila as to what constitutes the nature of the yediyah up front, which if you then forget, will be machayev you if you do the ag b'shogeg and a carbon all of the yored by Knesset LeMikdash Betumah or Achilas Kodshim Betumat HaGuf. So here is the famous case. The famous case is two pets, Shnei Shvilim, Echad Tameh v'Echad Tohor. A guy walks along the first path, and nobody knows here, basically, which one we have over here that is Tameh, and which one is Tohor. It's well known that there was a funeral procession surprised by a bunch of bandits in which they buried the mace quickly along the road, but they can't remember which road it was, right? So there's Vadai a Tumah in this road. But which road? So the guy walks on road number one and does not go into the Beit HaMikdash. He now walks on road number two, and now he goes into the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so over there, he knows for sure at this point that he is definitely Tameh. He walked in both roads. So over there, if he forgets and he goes into the Beit HaMikdash, he would be Chayiv. But if he first walks on the first road and then he goes into the Beit HaMikdash, now at that point he wasn't sure that he was Tameh. He knew that there was a suffix on his Tumah. And then he gets the Parat Duma sprinkled on him and he goes to the Mikveh, does the whole shebang. He's now Tahor. And then he goes on the second road. No, not me. Anybody but me. This is as bad as Barty Crouch's elf. Go away. Ani ben tzashiur na letzatzel yoter mo'ucha. So now what happens is he gets ahead on the second path. V'nichnas chayav. Now this is interesting, because there was never a time at which he was Vadai Tameh, because by the time he walked in now, he's again suffering. All he knows is that if I put the two acts together, correct, I was definitely Tameh at one of these times when I went into the Beit HaMikdash, but I never knew that I was Tameh when I went into the Beit HaMikdash. I only know ex post facto that I thought I went into the Beit HaMikdash B'tumah, but I can't tell you which time it was. One of these two times. Each one of these times was a Yediyat Safek. Oh, this is cute, right? So here we have now an analysis of Yediyat Safek in terms of a Yediyat B'tchila. So here it says that you would be Chayev, whereas Rabbi Shimon poter bezu, Rabbi Shimon says, no, in this case, this kind of case over here, you can't be chayev, because each one of them is basically a suffix which wouldn't have been mechayev you, because at each time it could be that you were a tahor when you went in. So there is no yediyat vadai. You never knew that you were tamei. You always know that you're a suffix to me.
Even though you definitely went in tamei for the Beit HaMikdash.
That's only ex post facto, but ex post facto doesn't help when it comes to Tumat Mikdash for Kedosha. So says Rabbi Shimon.
Because he went to the
Mikveh
in the middle.
Correct.
But since, what about Kaveh
the
Chatas?
Why should he be not Chayim unless you first knew by Tumat Mikdash?
But since you went through both of them, you know that you wanted to.
That's ex post facto. Only after you finish doing the Chet, you know. If you don't know before you do the chet, and the Torah says you have to know before you do the chet. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, this is not called knowing, because you only knew at each time, you only knew that you were safek. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, poter bechulam mishum Rabbi Shimon. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, not this case, all of the cases. All of the cases. Even in the first case, you know that by the time you went on both paths and you didn't go get mitar in between, and then by the time you went into the Beit HaMikdash, you were Vadai Tameh. So what do you mean? Well, how could anybody say that that's not called knowing? Omar Rava, well, the point here is that Achva Mayaskinaku and Shahalach Barishon, Ubishaati Lucho Bishaini Shachach Shalach Barishon. The question over here is, you're right, he definitely went in Betumah. However, what happened is that he never knew it. Because after he would walked on path A, he didn't go in immediately to the Beit HaMikdash. He then forgot that he walked on path A. Okay?
He doesn't walk on path B. But when he walks on path B, he didn't remember that he walked on path A. So in his mind, there was never a yediat vadai. There was only a yediat safek. So here, what we have is, we have two different issues. Because the end result is that the man is vadai tamei. But he only has a miktsat yediyah of that tumah. Right? Because he doesn't have all of the information at one time in his mind to create a whole yediyah. But he has, at each point, more than a suffix yediyah, he has a miktsat yediyah of a vadai situation. In his mind, at each point, is a separate suffix, so he doesn't put them together. But that's called miktsat yediyah, not suffix yediyah, okay? So the Tanakama is savar miktsat yediyah ki yediyah danya, and Rabbi Shimon savar miktsat yediyah lav ki yediyah danya. I don't call a partial knowledge of the situation a complete yediyah. Fine. Now, let's take a look at this step by step and see how it relates to our sin. Omama, halach berishon v'nichnas v'zavet aval. The second case. You go on path A, you get yourself to Hor, and then you go on path B, and you go in, it says you're chayev. Now, why is it called chayev? Am I chayev? Halo avi le'yidiyah, when in the world did you ever find out that you were tamei? Omre Shlakish, the Reish Lakish says, I'll tell you. You're right. It's got to be that this part is going according to Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yishmael's shita is the low boy, yediyah betchilah. Rabbi Yishmael has a different shita. He holds that you do not require yediyah betchilah even by tumas mikdash v'kedeshah. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, why would you say such a thing? Afilu teima rabbanan. Why can't it be going according to the rabbanan? Basically, what the Mishnah is telling us is that the fact that a person knows that he's tamei b'safek and the mele he's not allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash is the equivalent of the yediyah that's necessary, and that therefore when he forgets it and he goes into the Beit HaMikdash and we find out that he was vadai tamei, he would end up having to bring a card. Since at the end, he actually went in Batum. So Kana Sus, now we thought at this point, that when it says Kana Sus Havikidiyah Kidiyah, what it means is the same Lashon, Kan Shana Rebbe. In other words, here we find a Mekar for the Din, that a Safik Yidiyah is the equivalent of Yidiyah. A Mekar for the Din that's a universal Din. A Safik Yediyah is Yediyah. Now, obviously, this is the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan just finished. In our sugya, Rabbi Yochanan said that a Safik Yediyah about a Korban Hashem Talui is not the equivalent of a Yediyah about Da'it, and would not be Mechayev you a separate Chatat Ka'ua, correct? And here he's saying that the way around the problem of why should the guy be Chayev since he only had a Safik Yediyah, why does it bring a carbon? The carbon is on a vadai, because he went in twice. So one of the times, I mean, the end result is, having gone through his path over here, he vadai would have been chayav. All you're saying is, he didn't know. Okay, he didn't know. So, suffix yediyah, that's sufficient. Correct? Okay, so isn't that a stira? So ask the Gemara. In Lechora, what we have over here is Kasher Rav Yochanan Rav Yochanan, Kasher Reish Lakish on Reish Lakish. Because why would Reish Lakish, who holds over here that a Safek Yediyah is sufficient to be Mechalik Lechata'ot, now why the heck did he have to have Rabbi Yishmael be the one that says the Mishnah there and say it's going only on Levit Rabbi Yishmael holds you don't even need a Yediyah B'tchila? Why should you say that? You have a Yediyah B'tchila. Hi, it's only Yediyah Safek. Reish Lakish was the one who says Yediyah Tzafek is a Yediyah. So what happened over here is that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan actually reversed their shitot. So each one contradicts the other. Yada Ufta Achas Mishishim L'Sheina.
Huh?
keeping your hand on your forehead is 1/60th of the way to falling asleep. Yeah. That's the equivalent of.
You don't have to sleep, you can just put your...
That's right. You're already. So Bishleima, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha. Look, I mean, I can understand maybe what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. It's not that Kan Asu, this is the Makor of Halakha. Rather, this is a unique place, and here and only here, Asu Safek Yediyak Yediyah, but Bechol HaTorah Kulalo. But in any other case, we need Yediyah, such as in our case, by a Korban Chatas. You don't say that he, why would that be my time? I'll tell you very simply. Because by Tuma, what is it that you need to fulfill in order to be able to be Chayev? You need to fulfill the word V'ne'elam. Now, V'ne'elam doesn't say that you actually knew fully. It just says you forgot.
So you
forgot what? I forgot what I knew. What I knew would have been enough to prevent me from going in, and I forgot. So why can't that be Suffolk? So that makes perfectly good sense. But Mashenke, when it comes to Yediyah, that's Bechalik L'Gabechatas, it says, for who Yadam? Right? Oh, Hodam L'Abchatato, it says by Chatas Vada. So, Hodam means you know, not you know maybe. I mean, that's what Vadaud is. So therefore, Gabe Tuma K'tiv Ne'elam Imenu Utameh. Okay, so that's fine. It's a Yediyah Di'it Banami Safek. I mean, that's also, you can be Ne'elam. It would also be Chayat. When it comes to the Korban Chatas that we're talking about, that you, Reish Lakish, claim that a Yediyat Safek would be sufficient to Menuchalik Chatat Vadai, it says over there, Ohoda Elav Chatato. If you know, you know, and you don't know, you don't know. So there, Yitla Yediyah, Hudim Mechayev. It's only when you know. That's not called knowing. So if you know, then you're Chayev a separate Chatas. But Reish Lakish, how do we explain the contradiction of Reish Lakish? I mean, after all, Adam Mukim Lakarabi Yishmol, instead of saying that the sugya over there of Shnei Shvilim is going according to Yishmol, who doesn't hold of Yediyah at all, the easiest thing in the world would be to say, well, who else would it be going like except according to Rabbi Yudah Nasi? I mean, after all, he wrote it. So therefore, it says Rebbe Shita. And I hold in Rebbe Shita that Yediyat Safek of an Asham Tolui is sufficient to be Mechayev you a Chatat Vadai, and therefore over here, even though you didn't know Vana, you were Tameh, it's enough to be Mechayev you on the Vene Alam to be able to bring a carbon on Avi Oreit. This seems to be an impossible question. Says the Gemara, look, The point is, of course he could have said that, but what Reish Lakish was trying to tell me was a chiddush. He wanted us to know that the halacha is that according to Rabbi Yishmael, everybody knows Rabbi, of course. Surely there couldn't be anyone who would make the mistake that Rabbi Yochanan is making, that Rabbi is holding that Yediyah Safek is not enough. I didn't have to teach you about Rabbi. Rabbi is a Beferish Mishnah over here in Kritus. So I want to tell you that you should know that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you don't even need a Yediyah at all. Forget about, according to Rabbi, that this is called a Yediyah. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, you don't need a Yediyah. I need Reish Lakish to tell me that. That's a Beferish Mishnah. Matnitini. I mean, anybody can read the Mishnah to tell you. Rabbi Yishmael Omer V'ne'alam V'ne'alam Shtepami. Why does it say twice in the Pasuk V'ne'alam in the Sugya of V'nichnas? The Beit HaMikdash Betuma. I'll tell you why. Now, we know why. The reason is that it tells us that there had to be two Yediyahs. One Yediyah B'Tchila, and then a Yediyah B'Sof. But if Rabbi Yishmael is coming along to tell me, let me give you another reason, then and we'll see what that reason is in a minute. I mean, it's irrelevant to us. What's important to us is that Rabbi Yishmael is ready to give me another explanation of an Elam, so obviously he doesn't hold that it means that you need to have a Yediyah B'Tchila. What is his other explanation? His other explanation is that it's coming to be Mechayev Yal Ha'alem Tuma V'Alem Mikdash. In other words, it's the same shogeg. If you knew that you were Tameh, but did not know that this was the Beit HaMikdash, or The opposite. You didn't know you were tamei, but you did know it was bad. In other words, either way, you would be chayev both. You would be chayev either on the helam tumah or on the helam hekdesh. No. So why doesn't he say what we say? Because he doesn't hold what we say. He doesn't hold you need a yediyah. So anybody who reads that Mishnah already knows that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't hold you need yediyah b'tchila. So why did Rabbi Yishmael? It's more important for Rabbi Yishmael to tell us a Beferish or Mishnah there than a sugya in Kris is also a Mishnah, which is the subject of Machlokas between him and Rabbi Yochanan. So he should have said, you see, this is going on Leibah Rabbi, and I always said that according to Rabbi, a Yediyat Safek would be enough. You see that I'm right, but wouldn't that be what you would do? So why does Rabbi Yishmael try to tell me now it's something I know from Rabbi Yishmael? I mean, Reish Lakish told me something I know from Rabbi Yishmael anyway. No, you see, that's the whole point. You would have read the Mishnah, you would have said, gosh, I wonder if that means that according to Reish Lakish, there's not even such a thing as Yediyat B'tchilo. Bah! That's crazy. I mean, that's taking it too far. It must just be that he's using this drasha for this halakha. He certainly knows that the din is, I mean, that is so much part of the normative vision of the carbon out of the yard and Tumas Mingish B'Kedarshav. I would certainly think that maybe he doesn't hold this is the meaning of the Pasuk bin Ne'alam, but he knows Chveis halakha l'vash b'sinai had a Kabbalah, he had another drasha. I mean, because he isn't directly dealing with the question over here about whether you're chayev without halama b'tchila. So sa'akadai b'chanin and ikra letle. I might have thought, okay, he doesn't use the pasuk, but certainly the Gemara itle. I mean, he was makabel this halacha like everybody else. Kamash malanda, no. It's this fundamental difference between Rabbi Yishmael and everybody else in the world about whether you even need a yediyah b'tchila when it comes to tumas minkish v'kadesh. Okay. So we now basically have concluded the sugya of yediyat safek. What does yediyat safek and kaparat safek do? Is it only mechalek and Hashem talui? Is it even mechalek legabi chataot? And what is its unique status when it comes to fulfilling the requirement for v'ne'elam in a case where you need yediyah b'tchila? Excellent. We don't want to have to do that to your other hand today, Richard. So,
if you do it to the other hand, I'm in big trouble. Big trouble.
What are you going to support your forehead on?
Huh? Yeah. I don't know if the
other. Ah. Fine. Your arms are present.
The commissioner.
Chaylev minotar lefanav. How about we started opening up with a case. We had Heter and Iser. And you don't know which one you ate, and that was Mechayev and Hashem Tolei. But how about we have Iser and Iser? But they're totally different Isurim. I mean, you don't know which one you did. What about there? So this is your Chela Venosi. Okay, you ate one of them. You don't know which one you ate. Then you're the Ezmei Mechal. Or you have Ishtonida Vachoto. Or we have the case, there's two women. One is your wife, one is your sister. But over here, your wife is also a Surah. Now, in all of these cases, he didn't know there was Bechlal Yisr. He had no kavanah for Yisr. La'achra Maisi finds out definitely that Yisr, but which Yisr? He doesn't find out which Yisr. Okay? So, Ishtoni Dabachotoi Mo Babayit, Shagag Be'achad Me'am. He had no intention of doing any Yisr. We'll see. Ve'ini Odeh Be'ez Me'am Shagag. Or Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It's the evening. He doesn't know now whether it was before Benish Marshall, so on.
On one of the two?
You have a problem? No, and then, yes. Sorry, I didn't understand your problem. So it's Shabbos and then Yom Kippur. V'yatsa malacha Benish Marshall. Now he doesn't know when he did his malacha. Any other days of my masa? So Rabbi Eliezer, it happens. Not for us, but in the good old days, when life, when hopes were high, when life worth living. So what about that? So over there, you'll be nichlas to this machlok. Rabbi Eliezer's mechayev chatas. Rabbi Yeshua poter. We'll see. This is amazing. So in other words, even though I know I did a chet, but I don't know which chet. Can't bring a korban?
Can bring a korban.
Can't bring anything. Om Rav Yossi lo nech lekuala osa malacha ben hashmash. One of those cases doesn't make any sense. Because if you did malacha, it's Shabbos going into Yom Kippur, you don't know which day you did it, then maybe you didn't do the malacha at all. Because how do you know you didn't do the first half of the shir on Shabbos, and the second half of the shir on Yom Kippur? So in which case you did a chatzi shir of malacha Shabbos, and a chatzi shir of malacha Yom Kippur, so you shouldn't be chayav at all. Over there everybody would be mighty or not chayav. So there, for sure, you're potter. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you'd be potter. Shani omer miktzat hayom asan and miktzat asalamacha. Amanech lekud. You could have a case where there were 2 days. He knows he did a malacha during the day, not during Ben Hashemash. And he doesn't remember which one of the days he did it on. As well, he said malacha betoch hayom. Veni odea im b'shabbat asan yom ha-kipurim asan. I mean, he, the Chlal, didn't know at all. He thought it was Tuesday and Wednesday. I mean, he had no idea that it was Shabbos. Certainly, that it was Yom Kippur. Okay. But Lomaitzi, then he finds out that he can't remember reconstructing his calendar which one of the 2 days he ended up doing this malacha. Oh, so there they have a machlokas. Yes. Oh, ma. It's another similar case where he did a malacha, but eini yodea mi'ein ezu malacha hasa. He just doesn't know precisely which din of a malacha he did. So over there, so in other words, what exactly did I do on Shabbat? I remember, was that the day that I plowed? Or that was the day that I was kotzer? I don't remember what my schedule was. So he knows that he vadaied when it turns out now that it was Shabbos, but he doesn't know what he did. Over there, in all those cases, and only there, not in the case of Ben Hashemash, so over there, Rabbi Eliezer is Bechayev Katas, and Rabbi Yeshua is Poter. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you should know that in these cases where Rabbi Yeshua is Poter, he was Poter even from an Hashem Tomli. In other words, we don't say, since you know you were Vada Chote, but you don't know what Chet you did, and you can't bring a Korban Chatat, because the Torah says, Asher Chatat Ba'az, you have to know what it is that you did, so at least bring an Hashem Tolui until you find out. No, you can't bring an Hashem Tolui on a Vada Chet, just because you can't bring the Chatas on that Chet and use your Hashem Tolui meanwhile. We'll see the Gemara, we'll talk about it. So even from an Hashem Tolim, Rabbi Shimon for Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omrim, Lo Nechleku al Davar Shu Mishem Echad Shu Chayav, Al Ma Nechleku al Davar Shu Mishum Shtei Shemot. Now, when we talked about that there's a machlokus over here, you have to know precisely what it is, what you did. And he said, that's even Lagabe doing Malach on Shabbos. He said, there have been Chaylik. I want to clarify that. If they definitely did, let's say you had two different types of fruit trees. He doesn't remember, was that the day that I picked the te'anim, or was that the day that I picked the tamarim on my farm? So he doesn't remember his schedule. Which one came out on Shabbat? Right?
He picked, so why should it make a difference?
You're right. So lo nechwa davar shu mushum shem echad. So over there, since it doesn't really matter, because both of them are the same yisur, so over there they're not being chel. Alma nechwa davar shu mushum shemot is only where they had the suffek bechlal of two completely different dinim, or two completely different shemot of the malacha. So let's say the difference between ktsira and Bitsira, let's say, right? Or Mosek and Botser. Now you'll say, oh, I understand, but those are all the same malach. Mm-hmm. Yes, but they have different shemites, and they're different me'in ha-malachas. Enough even that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you'd be chayav separate chatos, remember? Okay, so there you have indeed a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer holds over there that you're chayav chatos. And Rabbi Yeshua is Poter.
So if we're saying that the name of the action, even though it's so finitely different, is enough to make a difference, why shouldn't the actual fruit make a difference?
Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Why shouldn't the actual fruit make a difference? Afilo nitkaven v'lkoteinim v'likeit anavim. Or anavim v'likeit einim. Or even if you had a mind, you could have black dates and instead you got, or black grapes and instead you got the light grapes, right? Or shechorot v'likeit levanot. Or levanot v'likeit shechorot. Same machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yechai v'chantas. Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter. Says Rabbi Shimon, I can't believe it. Mahani potter by Rabbi Yeshua by Hadkadekach. Rabbi Yeshua would say that you're potter in this case. I mean, he was father. He had kavanah to do exactly this issur of Chilul Shabbos, this malacha, and you're saying that he's potter.
He didn't do what he intended.
What would be the pshat in that? Says the Mishnah. Well, I understand. What is so amazing about that? I mean, doesn't it say? Lama ne'amar asher chataba. I mean, it says asher chataba. What is that referring to? This is not ba. This is not the thing. Doesn't know the thing. That comes to tell me prat lemitasek. That's where he had in kavana. He was going to do something that's completely heter. Okay, and instead, it turned out that what he was doing was awesome. Let's say he was about. He wanted to pick up a tomato that fell down. Now, tomato's not a good example. He wanted to pick up a lettuce that fell down. And he picks it up all right, except it wasn't the lettuce that fell down. It was one of the lettuces that was connected to the ground. He picked it up, and he ends up plucking it. So there he was doing. He was going to do a hetzer karma. It turned out that nothing that he... That is indeed not a shechatah ba. And that is a misasek that you would be... You would be potter, but I mean, as far as to say, what it did not gamina, if it was going to be grapes, it was going to be dates. I mean, who cares? Basically, he was going to do this. The thread is problematic. The best way, probably, to understand the Mishnah, although there are other approaches, is that this is the Mishnah responding. What do you mean? You can't believe it. Why can't you believe it? Doesn't it say Asher Chataba? What do you think that means? The pasuk is clearly telling you that it has to be very specific, and that the intent has to do with the definition of the chait. And he says, I understand that, where an intent is heter and there ends up being iser, but not where the question is shachor or lavan. I mean, what's the difference if it's shachor or lavan? Mm-hmm. The same chait, same intent. There's another issue could be, and this is bichlal, what I'm about to say, is very problematic throughout the sugyan, is a subject of intense machlokes in between the Rishonim. There is one other problem, which is melechet machshevet. Yes. Melechet machshevet, forget about mitaseh. Melechet machshevet itself, forget about ba, would tell me that if what I wanted to do didn't happen, then I haven't done it in terms of Shabbos. Because the whole point of Shabbos is that I have a plan and I work according to plan. But if I have a plan and I don't work according to plan, then vis-a-vis Shabbos, that's definitely going to be Mitzatzik and Vatzik. Not because of the Ptur Mitzatzik, Behetr, Vatz, Isser, but because it's Malachas Machshevet Asrat Torah. And this is not Malachas Machshevet. Now, throughout the Sugya here, we seem to use Mitzatzik in two completely different ways. One relating to this unique Shabbat idea, in which even if my intention was, let me get all the white grapes first and then I'll get the dark grapes. And instead you went ahead and got all the dark grapes first, then the white grapes. Even that would be out of plan, not the malacha that I was trying to do. Remember, that's the whole point of the Mishkan, right? Where we learn out the din of malacha from. But then a malacha on the Mishkan is that I have an awareness of what I'm doing, a commitment for what I'm doing. And therefore it's the lave that's central to the whole mitzvah, the yidvenu libo, and it has to be, and it's called there, choshev, and malacha of choshev. You have to work it out. Yeah, I understand that's a very unique thing in terms of Shabbos. And the tour that it would tell me, which is called Misasik B'Shabbos, might even apply to Misasik B'Dvarim Shal Isser, but ends up doing the wrong thing, not what he intended. Certainly we can understand the classic case. The guy is playing football. He's intending to throw the football, Arba Amish Brishas Arabian, to a place where that guy's going to catch it. And instead he throws the football, Arba Amish Brishas Arabian, to the place where the wrong person catches it. I mean, obviously over there was Zagman McQueen's intention. So the Malachas Machsheves basically is an extension of that idea to everything in life. What do you mean? I mean, someone will say, well, it doesn't make any difference. You threw the ball, right? I mean, you look at him like he's crazy. You lock him up and he threw the ball, right? The whole point was...
It was an interception.
Interception, everybody's...
That's the wrong
person.
If the other team catches the ball and he interceptions...
No, that's an interception. That for sure is. Over here, the question is, it was the play was supposed to be that guy was going to catch him running. So then he didn't throw it far enough to get to the guy. But still, Arba Amish. But it's still Arba Amish. That's not where I wanted to throw it.
But if you threw it where you wanted to throw it, it was intercepted?
No. You'd be puttered because the Gemara talked to the Gemara talked about the case.
It was an illegal receiver.
Because that wasn't where my Hanukkah is part of the Malachas over there. It's no tain at all. I mean, it's a completely different act of Asav. Somebody intercepts. Good. So there, we can understand that, but you don't seem to need Asher Chata Ba to tell me that. Asher Chata Ba, that would tell me for other things, not Shabbos. So I can understand other things, not Shabbos. The Torah is telling me, how do we define Shogeg? You know, Shogeg means I thought this act was mutter, but not that I had a different thought about what I was about to do. I thought I was picking something up, and instead I was actually ruining it or cutting it or so on. Okay, that I need bug. Why do I need bug? It's only Lagabe Shabbos, since I have it in Malachas Machshavas. Rashi's approach through this circuit is that the Shita of our Mishnah indeed is chaylik on the Din of Malachas Machshavas. Lagabi Misasik. And doesn't hold that Malachas Machshavas will pot you for Misasik. Rather, it requires Ba to tell me the Patura Misasik. At least that's what he appears to be saying. There's a lot of discussions of levels of Misasik in order to get around these problems. Because remember, you can have a level of Mitasik where you wanted to pick up a lettuce, thinking that the lettuce was on the floor because it had fallen there, and it turns out that the lettuce is connected and you picked up the lettuce and therefore you were over on Kotzer, right? That's one case. There's another case when there are two lettuci, and one of them is connected and one of them isn't. Your intention was to pick up the one that wasn't, and you ended up picking up the one that was. Now we understand that that's a higher level of misasik.
Why is that misasik?
Because what happened over there is, that's much less misasik. That's yeah, much more misasik, much less fear, right?
No.
Because if what I have, the maisa that I wanted to do, I did.
You just didn't.
Except that maisa was defined differently than the way I thought the maisa was.
Why is that different?
As opposed to over here, I didn't do the maisa I wanted to do. I picked up the wrong lettuce.
There was one that was.
There was one that's the one that I wanted. I picked up the wrong one.
Chelem and Shuman, and I ate Chelem instead of Shuman.
What did I want to do?
I wanted to eat Shuman.
Would be that's Enochinamic. That's the case we're comparing it to over here. So according to Rashi, the Misasek is talking about here, where there were two lettuces. Mm-hmm. One which is Bechuber. My intent was to take the one that wasn't Bechuber. You know, and I got distracted for a minute, put my hand down, and picked out the wrong one. Now that obviously over there is more mitasek than the other mitasek. Right?
So you wouldn't be high?
You wouldn't be high. No. Okay. I mean that the Gemara goes through. Your intent was to take one type of flower, and you took the other type of flower, and so on and so forth. Right? So there are dargas of mitasek, and some learn that some are derived from Malachat Machshavet, and other derived from this new limud of Asher Chata Ba. That it has to be very specific. What exactly were you going to do in terms of the shame of the issue? So Tanya, Omer Rav Eliezer, the price is like this. I don't understand. Who cares? Basically, if you ate chaylev, you got to bring a chatas, or if you ate noser, you got to bring a chatas, right? So why don't you just go bring your chatas? Ichela bachal chayav, inotar achal chayav. Ishto nida baal chayav, o achoto baal chayav. B'Shabbat asa malacha b'chayav, Yom HaKippur asa malacha chayav. So just go bring your carbon and get it over with. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua, no. The Torah says, Asher chata ba, ad shivada lo b'ma chata. Otherwise, why does it say, Onoda alav chatato, elav chatato, asher chata ba? Ba, obviously ba. Why do I need the additional ba? Why do I need the object? If you started, the subject was the object of asher chata. Chatato asher chata. You know the chet. Thank you. Bring your card. If it says you know the chet that you were chote in it, in other words, the precise element that was the chet is what you're telling me I need to know.
Rolling down the side of the hill, it's a beautiful spring. And if we make one slip, we will go tumbling down the hill. It's very exciting. Whole group of people, but you have to focus on every single step for your God.
It's the blind leading the blind, Richie.
Sounded good,
didn't it?
Sounded good. It's
very persuasive. Anybody listening in would have thought, my goodness.
That's what we went through yesterday.
So this is why he's all bruised up with you.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Make you better left for
one side.
Make
you
better
left. What a challenge.
No, really? Mm-hmm. Makes you better.
Yeah, but my every single step counts.
All right. Yeah, all right, so just imagine what happens when you're on that slippery slope up there in the sky and they ask you, Richie, was it Yediyat Vadayim or Yediyat Safek?
What?
Richie
figures
he'll
be on a slippery slope,
but
he'll be on skis.
Give me a little skis, I'll have to buy, otherwise I got a big problem.
So what's the reason, says Rabbi Yeshua? But, Achi Vadala B'machata. So what does Rabbi Eliezer understand in Ba? How does he explain that additional and unnecessary language of Ba? He says like this, Hai Ba my Avina. He says Ba itself is the basis of the mitasek being patur. So problem mitasek, if you're being mitasek, fine, I understand. So then if you found out that you were chote, but you weren't chote Ba, there was no intent to do this particular thing, so then you would be patur as a general rule. Really now, says the Gemara, as a general rule. Let's think about that. What exactly were you were being mitasek in? The case of the chalev and so on. So in other words, what you were actually going to eat a piece of delicious shuma. Your cell phone rings, and you answer the cell phone, stick out your hand, and you're chomping away.
You're chewing the fat.
That's great. Right? And it turns out indeed to be chalev. So you're saying, well, I mean, the guy had no intent whatsoever of taking the chalev. Shogeg is the pshat. He thought the piece that he was eating was shuman, and it was really chalev. Oh, maybe he took the wrong piece. He knew which piece was which. His intent was to take the right piece. And that's what happens, a cell phone distracts you for a minute. Or you'll tell me, Arayot. Same case, he had every intention of sleeping with a woman that was Muteret Law, and his cell phone rang, you know, so we got involved in the conversation.
Right in the wrong room.
Can I ask that?
No, anything that has to do with sex, you can't.
No.
The Omer of
the road to hell is paved with good intentions. According to this, it's not because if you're...
That's a very good kasha. We have to see those we've shown him who say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. According to them, it'll be a big kasha from this circuit.
If your intentions weren't right, if you weren't intending to do that, then
shall we send a cell phone along with Moshe Bar? Maybe you
with
can just bring us, yeah, with a camera.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Just go ahead, test it.
Send
us give us a call that we should know because.
Got it. I'll be away next week. You'll remember that, and I'm not here to add it.
Yom Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, that can't be the case, you see, because the din over there is you'd be chayev, because it says, stop it. Hamitasek b'chalavim v'arayot chayav. If you are doing something that has to do with chelav or arayos, you'd be chayev anyway, even though you didn't have an intent to do it. Why is this very important?
Do you want me to take it? Mm.
So why is that? Shekein nehene. Because the bottom line is that you enjoyed yourself. So therefore, there's a number of different approaches, but Rashi's approach is elsewhere, that the nehene itself means that you're involved in what you're doing. You can't call that a mitasek. You're saying, I'm not paying attention. I mean, you're sure having a good time while you're not paying attention. So whatever it is that you're relating to is definitely your maisa. That hanah makes it the maisa. There's another approach prevalent among the achronim that there are certain isurim where the isur consists of the hanah. So when it comes to achila and arayas, we find interesting things that normally when somebody else will, you don't do a maisa at all. Let's say tocha chavero the olcho bebeit habliah. So you didn't do a maisa. You had somebody be tochei b'beit habliyah. You would still be chayev. Because the achila is the hanah that you got, the fact that you did it with your maisa. Okay, the Chazon Ish is very big on that approach, and he tries to show that's consistent among some of the Rishonim in the Gemara. But in any event, that can't be what you're talking about, Rebbe Eliezer the Bab, because misasik over there is chayev. You're talking about Shabbos? Now, here is where we reach the crux of our problem about Ms. Asif and Shabbos. There are two yersos over here. One is the Ms. Asif b'Shabbos. If you're talking about Ms. Asif b'Shabbos, the din would be that Ms. Asif b'Shabbos is potter from anyway. What do I need Bob for? It's potter because of Malachas Machshavos. So in other words, according to this, the Gemara would be doche the pshat of to say that misasik b'Shabbos we need to know from ba, because I learn it out of malachas machshavas osra
Torah. Equating the two, misasik with malachas machshavas.
Right, and why do I need ba? Okay, that's Tosis's approach to this. So yeah, this is a question. Rashi's approach is that, not that it's E misasik b'Shabbos, that it's rather Ela misasik b'Shabbos. It's talking about, indeed, not a rite. It's talking about misasik b'Shabbos. And why would we think that the Ba indeed would make an apkamina by misasik b'Shabbos? Because by misasik b'Shabbos, it says malekas machshavas. And Malachas Machshavas, now that I understand, has to be Bechuvan to this particular thing, would make sense that it Pater Shabbos B'Misasek.
Because of Ba.
Yeah.
Without that, I wouldn't know Malachas Machshavas?
I would know Malachas Machshavas, but now I'm taking it another step, where even though my intent was to do this act on this Chepetz, and I just didn't know what the status of it was, so that Ba comes to tell me I'm Potter. So the Rav Mashkachas La Kigonshin is, we'll see there's a Machlokas Rav and Abaya, how far to take Misasek on Shabbos in a moment. So according to Rav, the case would be in the Mishnah, let's say, where we would be talking about Ba Zeptur, where somebody had in Kavanah Lachtochata Talush, Vachatachata Mechuba. He had in mind to actually do an act of cutting. He was going to cut up a lettuce. But it turned out that the lettuce was actually mechubar. So his act was an act, we'll see according to Rashi, it has to be a different lettuce. But the point that we're going to concentrate now is what act did he want to do? An act of chaticha. He wanted to take his knife, and he wanted to cut things apart. Okay, it turned out there was mechubar. The case according to Abaye is that not that he wanted to cut anything, He wanted to simply do an act of Hagba'ah, and he ended up doing an act of Chatzichah. So that he thought that he was picking up a lettuce that had fallen to the ground, and instead he picked up a lettuce that was Bechurba to the ground. The Itzmar, why do we say that it's better than Machlokas? Because we have, in Shabbos, a discussion between Rav and Abayim. It says there that Nitkaven, Lagbiyat Atalush, Vechatachat HaMechubar, Patur. My time, Deloyechavin, Lushum Chaticha. In a case where he had no kavana at all to do any act of Hagba'a. So there you'd be Patur because, I mean, of Chaticha. There was no kavana for Chaticha. But if your kavana was lachtochet atalush, v'chatachet amechubar, that's about Chlokas Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says you're chayev because you were mechabein to do the act of the malacha itself. The act of the malacha is cutting through it with a knife. Aye, you didn't realize that that meant it would be katsira. So that's basically a shogeg. You didn't realize. Okay, it's a shogeg, but it's not a mezasek. Rav Amar Patur, Daloi Chavin L'Chaticha B'Yisura. We don't look at the physical act. We look at the Malacha definition of the act. Did you have in Kavanah to do the Isser of Katsira? No. So what does the movement of the knife have to do with it? So therefore, you would be Patur even there. How to define the Hagbah in our case, the Bah in our case, would be dependent in the Machlokas Abaye v'Rav. Now Rabbi Yosef says, the case of Bein HaShmashot doesn't make any sense. Because maybe the first part of the Malacha was done on Yom Kippur Shabbos, and the second part was done on Yom Kippur. Right? So how, I mean, maybe that means you didn't do anything. You neither did a Malacha on Shabbos, you know, nor a Malacha on Yom Kippur. Now, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosef says, Tikdatem Acharai, man, oh man, you guys are really giving me a hard time. Now, we assume that that meant that something occurs now between Rabbi Yossi and the other Mandiyarmi in which they succeed in giving him an example of a case where that's not true. The Malacha would have been done instantaneously and it wouldn't have mattered whether, it's only a question, was it Shabbos or was it Yom Kippur? But couldn't have been that it was half Shabbos and half Yom Kippur. Now normally a Malacha takes time. Because it's a change in a chefetz. Obviously, if you're cooking something or you're cutting something and so on, these are not instantaneous events. So Rav Yossi makes sense. So what could have the case been? My Amrile, what did they say to Rav Yossi? That he said, gee, Tikdakem Acharai, what is that case? Yeah, okay. I mean, this already is basis. I mean, it may be important. So what is this Dikdak de Macharai? Hochi Omar Le. Igbiya Ben HaShmashot Mao. What they asked him was, and what are you going to say about the case where he lifted up something in order to take it out, and he already had it lifted, and all he had to do now is basically drop it in the next Rishus, which is a line, over a line. Everything okay? So what do you do in that case? Now, it's not such a good case. Because Lamaisa, I mean, as you remember, why doesn't he say, B'nei Melahu, Miktzat Hagbah Tamiyom, and Miktzat Alamacha? I mean, so then he could say, what's the tain in that? Oh, that is what he's saying. He's saying, you tried to be Medakdek, Lo Elita Biyatchan Klum. It's nonsense, all nonsense. You can sit there and be Medakdek as much as you want. There's always going to be some time that's involved. Some of the other Rishonim don't like this. And the other, I mean, I understand, well, I think that Hotsa. I think that Hotsa is different. This is crazy. Hotsa is different. So they explain that we're talking about Makeh B'Patish. So Makeh B'Patish is a malacha indeed that is done instantaneously. Because the whole point of Makeh B'Patish is that it's the last, tiniest thing, you see. Normally, a malacha has a shear. I have to finish that shear. So, I mean, whatever it's going to take, it's going to take. Makeh B'Patish, by definition, is no shear. It's the point that you completed it. This was the last little thing that you need to do. So there. So then why does it have to say you lifted it up? Because if you learn that Makiva Patish includes what it takes to begin, I'm about to hammer the last nail. Lifting up the hammer. So that's what it's saying. No, the hammer's already up in the air. You see? All you need to do now is drop it. You're going to say that that's Mitzvah on Yom Kippur and Mitzvah on Shabbos? So that's how they learned. According to this approach, Rabbi Yossi answers, Lo ha'leitan klal, because indeed he's saying the Hagbah is part of Makiveh Patish.
The way to get.
So it's still.
Makiveh Patish means going like that. It doesn't mean the instant that the Patish it comes into contact with the nail.
And if I didn't lift up the hammer, I wouldn't.
So it's not part of the Pula.
But what if you had the hammer lifted 2 days beforehand?
Then you didn't do a Makiveh Patish entirely on Shabbos.
Wow.
That's how
it
works.
Talisha
is fast.
It could be.
The moment of the disconnection.
Right. Isn't something you can never
do? The whole thing is one act. That's what I'm saying. It's not
gravity.
What about the fact that.
Okay, but that's what he's saying, no matter what, how you're medactic. What's being medactic? There's always a little amount of time.
What about that
little amount of time is enough to distinguish. I mean, Benesh Mashot, you don't know, God knows. It was either on that day or it was that day. So I said, did it take you a second? Maybe the first half of the second was on Shabbos, and the second half was on Yom Kippur. So you'll never catch up with me, according to this is what he said. Lohali to be at Kim Klum. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, how about the Gemar Malacha? Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, remember Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is, we had yesterday, that if you add one thread and the Ariga was already done, that then you're fired because it's basically already here. Now, if that's true, then why? I mean, he's trying to explain Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. He's saying, according to everybody, it would be possible, but Rabbi Eliezer is the one who's arguing on Rabbi Yoshua and our Mishnah. Problem is, according to Rabbi Yossi, Gemar Malacha, Rabbi Eliezer is Potter. I thought, meaning, the last thing that you do, is that Potter? No. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Chayev. But the last thing that you do does not require time. Because, I mean, didn't Rabbi Eliezer say, Ha'orik shlosha chutim mitchila, ve'achad ala arig yer Chayev? Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, alid Rabbi Eliezer, ha'chimas. Rabbi Yosef says, no. Because what Rabbi Yossi was saying, that digdaktam right, and you'll never find an answer, is because Yishit and Rabbi Eliezer is not 1 foot ala orig, but rather, ha'orig shalosha foot in mitchila, v'shnayim ala orig. In other words, all the orig does, and this, we raised this issue before, all the orig does is it makes the weaving something that is Dovr Shel Kayoma. So if you're first starting to weave, the first row doesn't count because it just falls apart until you weave afterwards. But if you've already woven the first row, so then you get back to your din of 2 rows. We thought that you were going to be able to just add something. That's what's saying, even shirachas, whatever it is. So in Hachinami, if that's what we would have held, then Rabbi Yossi would have had to say, oh, you got me. Because since this is going on with Rabbi Eliezer, we could come up with a case where it was just the last thing that you did to be Geira this year. But that's not what Rabbi Eliezer holds, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eliezer just says, you don't include what's necessary to make the Malacha a lasting pa'ula. You don't include that in the analysis of the shear of the Malacha. But then you got to start with the shear, whatever the shear is. So therefore, he says back to them, look, I don't care how many cases you're going to come up with. It's going to take time. And as long as it takes some time, because there's some shear, then that time can be split between Shabbat and between Yom Kippur. Even I'll leave it early as here. Whew.